This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a defeat for Clan at home tonight against the Edinburgh Capitals. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, your face kind of says it all. Sum up the game for us.
Well, we didn't give ourselves a chance to win tonight. You know, we didn't deserve to win. You know, whether we scrape a goal there, the goalie pulled, and win, we, you know, the game usually runs pretty true. And if you don't compete, you don't win. And tonight we didn't deserve any points, and Edinburgh did. I thought they played well. I thought their top end guys, you know, outcompeted our top end guys. You know, our execution was poor from our goal line out tonight, and it was a long, frustrating night behind that bench. You know, seeing the way we battled and competed last week compared to tonight, it was like we were waiting for somebody to give us something for free. And disappointed, definitely, in our compete level tonight.
You summed it up there. It was night and day when you compared it to last week's performance against Cardiff.
Yeah, even against Nottingham all weekend. You know, the guys competed for one another, and today I thought we went a little too individual. We, when things got tough, we didn't dig deep. We backed off, and Edinburgh played well. I got to give them a lot of credit, you know. But we didn't test them. We didn't get inside on them. We didn't test fully that much, you know. And we. Far too perimeter, and you're not going to score on the outside on a quality kid like that. And you know, but like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Edinburgh. I thought they came in, they had a good game. I thought Vorobyev was big for him tonight, you know, and caused a lot of problems. And unfortunately, that's the way the game goes. It runs true. You don't compete, you don't win.
Was it one of those nights, or was it more than that, do you think?
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, if you compete and you don't have the, if your team's competing and you don't have the bounces and things aren't falling for you, you can accept that. But when things aren't falling for you and you don't dig deeper, you know, you make excuses and you shy away from it, then you can't afford that. And we had a pretty good meeting thereafter and spoke some pretty harsh words. We're in a situation now where, you know, we got some injuries, we got some guys that are stepping up and playing some minutes. They need to take advantage of that. But at the end of the day here, we can't afford to come out and roll out, you know, on a Saturday night with a big packed house here and get scored on 2 minutes in against Edinburgh, against anybody, sorry, not Edinburgh. But, you know, it's incredible how you don't have that bit between your teeth here and you're hungry to go. And we didn't have that tonight, and we didn't give ourselves a chance to win, and that's frustrating. But every team will go through it. It's how we respond tomorrow now.
That's it, that game at Manchester tomorrow, a reaction, that's the very least you expect, isn't it?
We better see something here. We better see some guys competing tomorrow. Like I said, it's a big win. It's a big game, and it would be a big win in our conference. And, you know, we definitely want to, you know, stay way ahead there in that conference. We don't want to close any gaps. And, you know, more or less, you know, our guys compete, we typically will win. If we don't, and we play soft, now we roll the dice and see what happens. And tonight, we didn't even give ourselves a chance. So we'll review this one, dust it off, and get back to work tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.